Forget about your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel room. From... Oh no. He's hot. By Steely Deely Dan. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey. You're very glad that Roxy had been the one to suggest today's little venture. He knows you well, and the mortifying ordeal of such is starting to become worth it in ways. Ways that you'd never allowed yourself to consider before. Citation, whatever this is. If you were to strain against the narrow leather straps that have you nearly immobilized, you would immediately become aware of the excellent handiwork keeping you that way indefinitely. Except that you don't strain against the straps. For starters, the leather is narrow enough, and the straps taut enough to keep you very aware of their presence even at rest, and besides, you don't really want to struggle. Not yet. Roxy had offered to use some silk ropes instead, even after tying you up and positioning you. Regardless, you and he both know that's not what you want. You're positioned with your ass in the air, your face blindfolded, pressing into the pillows on your bed. Thank you, Roxy, for that mercy. And your dick hanging heavily between your legs. Even so soon after your shower, you're starting to sweat. Roxy's been quiet behind you for a few minutes now, and only after you hear the signature pop of something voiding into existence does he start to speak.
Is Poppy all ready to go?
He asks, voice low. You try to nod, fail, and mumble an affirmative into the pillow. Roxy tuts.
Looks like Poppy's missing something. Do you know what it is?
You exhale. No.
A collar!
Roxy's voice takes on a worrisome, cheery edge. But don't worry, I have a plan, it's gonna be perf. When his hands run up and down your thighs, though, making no motions to secure anything to your neck, you almost ask what his plan is. The only thing that stops you is a sudden, featherlight touch to the tip of your cock, and you realize what's happening only a second before Roxy slides the cock ring he summoned out of the void onto you. The fit is exquisitely snug.
Shush, shush, shush,
Roxy whispers, one hand kneading the flesh of your ass.
You'll get your turn. Eventually,
he admits, and you can hear the mean little smile in his voice. Fuck, it's hot. You choke down on the noise. The heat of his breath ghosts over your rim, and that's all the warning you get before you feel the flat of his tongue press against it, a slow, wet motion that feels incredible.
Roxy!
You gasp at his name and he fucking hums, the vibration traveling straight to your dick. Shit, that's new. Your knees wobble. He continues the onslaught, alternating between circling his tongue around and licking long, flat strokes, and it is driving you insane. You can feel your cock throb fruitlessly, and when you wiggle your wrists around in their binds behind your back, you are reminded again of how truly helpless you are in this moment. The realization sends a bolt of arousal through you.
Oh. God, you moan. Please, Roxy, I need...
What was that? He pulls away.
Fuck.
Not what you wanted. And he goddamn knows it. You're starting to pant now.
Don't stop.
More, you manage. He doesn't respond and goes back to eating you out. Leisurely. Every time you squirm, you can't help it. You can't escape the feeling, and you're not even sure you want to, but you're as tightly wound as a bowstring. Roxy slows down just the tiniest bit. It's only a couple of minutes until he's moving at a snail's pace, and you're twitching like you bit a live wire. Fuck, the noise you make when he pulls away again is downright pitiful. You whine, and a warm hand on your ass strokes gently. You can hear Roxy removing his boxers one-handed, touching you all the while. When you hear the sound of falling cloth hit the floor, his hand moves to your cock, swiping up the slowly dripping free cum with his fingers. You hear a slick, rhythmic sound, and Roxy's little sighs of satisfaction, and it eventually registers to you that he's jerking himself off with your pre-cum. You moan, and you can see it so clearly in your mind's eye. Roxy on his knees behind you, his dick between his fingers, the milky white fluid spilling over his fist like it's actually his, and fuck, you want to watch, you want to come, you want, and all you can do is lie here and take whatever he deems fit to give you. Please, you beg. Not entirely sure what it is you're asking, but you hear Roxy pause. He snorts out a short, quiet laugh, and then you feel his bulk pressed against your ass, grinding his hard little cock into you. It's fucking amazing. Every time his tip catches on your spit-slick rim, you can't stop the little throaty noise of desperation that comes out of your throat. You want him to fuck you. You need him to fuck you. And it's like he can read your mind, because he stops grinding just long enough to spread you open with one hand and guide the tip of his dick into you with the other, and something in your head collapses.
Order. Fuck!
You nearly sob, shameless in your pleading. Roxy, I can feel you.
I want it. Please. Harder.
You're babbling. He's kind enough not to laugh at you, at least not in this moment, because he just huffs and thrusts faster and rougher. This isn't like the strap-on at all. He isn't able to get deep enough to hit your prostate, but the feeling of his own slick flesh pulsing shallowly in and out of you makes you feel like you're on fire. You can feel the building orgasm within you, and you know you won't be able to come when he does, but God, you want to. Roxy continues to speed up, his thrusting turning into a deep grind, and when his hips finally stutter and jerk against your own, your dick feels like it's going to pop. The insistent pull of the orgasm you're being denied is so goddamn frustrating, but you'll get yours soon enough. Roxy said as much earlier, except that Roxy doesn't stop moving. After he comes down from his first orgasm, he starts properly thrusting again, slower and more steady, the tip of his cock pulling out every now and then to tease your rim.
Roxy!
You shout. But the leather straps keep you exactly where he wants you, and the cock ring keeps you exactly how he wants you, which is helpless, desperate, and so turned on that it hurts. By the time that Roxy's pounding his dick against you with the same force that he was the first time, you can barely breathe through your nose with all of the tears and snot you're producing. This means you've been reduced to huge, gasping breaths through your mouth, accompanied by little noises with each thrust. It's driving him out of your mind. When Roxy comes the second time, he actually does slow to a stop, pull away, and press a hand to your ass while he waits for you to get your breath back. It takes a good few minutes, but eventually the urgency of your need to come fades back into a consistent throb. You did great, Roxy murmurs, still a little breathless. Puppy gets his treat now. With that, you feel his hand tug the cock ring off and his tongue slide against your rim. He starts to jerk your cock quickly and roughly. You're leaking pre-cum all the lube you need, and he's practically making out with your asshole at this point. It's sloppy and wet and going to be over very, very quickly if he keeps it up, which he is. And it's amazing. It's almost too much, but the building feeling just keeps growing. He's tonguing into you hard, and he's twisting his wrist with each pull. Fuck, you're going to do it. You're going to come. The moan you make when you finally orgasm is high and reedy and loud, and you convulse in your bindings. The relief is unbelievable. It compounds itself when Roxy reaches all around you and undoes the straps, and you're finally free to flop onto your back and pull off your blindfold. Shit, you manage hoarsely. Roxy laughs. You're definitely doing this again.
If you liked this story, and I know you did, and you would like to read more like it, and I know you would, visit the AO3 page of Steely Dealy Dan. I'll be waiting. The music is Spill the Tea, composed and produced by Sam Gabriel. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voice over a character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.